وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings and what makes them human beings. Now, we said that human beings are different from all other creatures that Allah created on earth for the fact that they have duties, responsibilities, and to carry out these duties and responsibilities, Allah is giving them certain things that, there are certain criteria that they need to have in order for them to carry on these responsibilities and these obligations. And we said one of which is maturity, being physically and mentally fit, having a free will, and, being aware and knowledgeable. Now, sometimes human beings make mistakes in their actions. Beside the conditions under which man is held responsible to perform his obligations, there's a set of other conditions which assure the correctness of this performance and his duties. We know that religion precepts ranging from prayer to secular transactions to be done correctly must be in compliance with certain conditions and criteria. Without observing these conditions, one's obligation cannot be regarded as having been correctly fulfilled. Whatever one does, condition free is null and void. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants me to pray, He said there are conditions to prayer. If these conditions of prayer are not fulfilled, then my prayer is considered null and void. Unless these conditions are met, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say, now I can accept your prayer. These conditions, like those for the performance of obligations, are greater in number. At the same time, they are visible to the general, and if we can divide them to general and specific. Specific conditions for any obligation can be recognized along with the performance of that obligation. They are divided into general and specific. Specific conditions for any obligation can be recognized along with the performance of that obligation. General conditions are therefore explained in detail. Rationalists believe that there is a sort of case-general and case-specific relationship between general conditions of performance and general conditions of correctness. It means that some of the general conditions apply to both performances and correctnesses. Some of others apply to the former but not to the later, and vice versa. And this is also correct with the condition of correctness. Some of these conditions apply to both the correctness of prayers and transactions. Some others apply to one but not to the other, and other way around. Now, wisdom is regarded as a condition which applies to performances and correctness. For example, an insane individual's action B, the prayer or transaction are incorrect, just as the performance of them is not incumbent on him or her. For instance, we cannot account on an insane person making the pilgrims, saying prayers or fasting on behalf of others. He cannot be an intermediate between the leader and the follower or between the front and the back rows in collective salah or prayer, which just makes normal sense. Now, before we dive into this topic, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Power and lack of compulsion are also among the conditions which apply to both performances and correctness. In the case of compulsion, just as compulsory obligations are invalid, transactions or marriage which are carried out by force are incorrect. It is to be noted that maturity is a precondition for execution or obligation, but not for the correctness. This implies that an immature person has no obligation, but if he or she has reached an age of recognition and acts properly, his or her actions are correct. For this reason, a child with such attributes can act as intermediate between the leader and the follower, and the followers themselves, in collective prayers. He is also allowed to act on behalf of others in prayer, contrary to prayers in transactions. Maturity stands as a condition for the correctness. According to some Islamic jurists, a mature child who is, however, capable of differentiating between good and evil, not permitted to conduct business to recipients, to rent, to marry, or to conclude marriage on his own or others' behalf. Other jurisprudents believe that such a child cannot do anything on his own part, but he is capable of acting on a deputy. Additionally, awareness and absence of constraints are conditions for performance, but not for correctness. Thus, should someone unconsciously carry out an action which would be chance, agree with all the necessary conditions, this action will be correct. In the same way that it will be correct if someone is made so helpless and predicted event as to sell his house, which he likes a great deal, or if someone is pushed by physician's advice to get involved in unwanted marriage. This re-emphasizes the fact that compulsory transactions are not valid with emergency ones and valid and correct. In another word, what we're trying to say, if we want to conclude all this together, that sometimes when we talk about the conditions for correcting an action, it has to meet certain criteria. We cannot correct an action just by for the sake of correcting it unless these criteria are met. And if these conditions are not met, then the criteria is not, that action is not corrected. And obviously, we have to keep in mind there is compulsion and there is restraints. So all this needs to be taken into consideration when we look at the actions of a human being. And in order for our actions to be void and valid, they need to be considered. So this topic needs a bit of clarification, which we hopefully, if we have enough time to do in other episodes. So we leave it up to here and inshallah we will continue. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. محمد وآله.